Hi, I'm Lou Dobbs. Welcome to our podcast. Here is some good news. It was announced that federal agents have rounded up more than 750 suspects in what is a wide-ranging Justice Department crackdown, a DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency crackdown, on Mexican drug cartels operating inside the United States. That's right, inside this country. Now, there is a full-scale war being waged in Mexico. More than 7,000 people have been killed over the last 2 years in Mexico. A third of those murders taking place in Juarez, Mexico. And whoever says the violence isn't spilling over into our country, you are kidding yourself. Now schools, universities, colleges are telling their students, don't even think about going to Mexico for spring break. The State Department is saying do not travel to Mexico because Mexico has become the kidnapping capital of the world. Guess what? Phoenix, Arizona has become the kidnapping capital of the United States. That's how bad this is. That's how far spread the violence is. You have to give Felipe Calderon, the president of Mexico, great credit because he said 2 years ago he was going to wage a war on these cartels. He has done so. Unfortunately, more than half of the people in a most recent opinion poll that I'm aware of say in Mexico that they don't believe the government is winning that war against the drug cartels. Well, Attorney General Eric Holder and DEA Administrator Michelle Leonhardt told their press conference today that the arrest capped a 21-month investigation and operation against the Sinaloa cartel. That's one of the biggest and toughest trafficking drug cartels in Mexico. They seized $59 million in cash. And what else did they find? Here is the Attorney General.
More than 12,000 kilos of cocaine, 1,200 pounds of methamphetamine, 1.3 million ecstasy pills, and more than 160 weapons.
Now, that was in this country, folks. Now, I don't want the Attorney General to be too shocked because I have been reporting to you for literally years that Mexico remains the principal source of methamphetamines, marijuana, cocaine, and heroin being trafficked into the United States. And yet this administration does not want to secure the border. This administration does not want to secure our ports. That is more than tragic. But the Attorney General did have at least this to say, which should be of some encouragement to everyone who seeks law and order and sovereign control of our borders and who cares about the fact that Mexico and the great people of Mexico deserve our help.
These cartels will be destroyed.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear. I don't know about you. It's what has to be done. I'm Lou Dobbs. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with our next podcast. If you have a question or comment, send me an email at lou@loudobbsradio.com.